Scenery flashing past a car driven by a middle-aged man, Trent. Duncan, a 14-year-old boy, is sitting at the very back of the vehicle, facing the rear.
Duncan.
Blackness, as if he's asleep.
Duncan. Duncan, are you sleeping?
No.
Trent's eyes in the rearview mirror.
Let me ask you something. On a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think you are?
He glances a couple of times in the rearview mirror.
Duncan, I'm asking you how you see yourself. Scale of 1 to 10.
I don't know.
I can't hear you, bud. You have to speak up.
I don't know.
What don't you know? How you see yourself? You don't have any opinion.
Trent frowns, then raises his eyebrows.
I'm just asking.
He seems exasperated.
Pick any number. Scale of 1 to 10. Just shout it out. Just say a number.
A 6.
A what?
A 6.
I think you're a 3. You know why I think you're a 3? You know what would make me say that?
No.
You don't know? You have no idea?
No.
You gotta speak up, buddy.
No!
Well, since I've been dating your mom, I don't see you putting yourself out there, bud. Meeting kids your own age? And from what your mom tells me, you just seem content to hang around her apartment? Is that a fair assessment? You're just happy to not do anything? Because, damn, that's... To me, that is a 3. But the good news, I'm here to tell you, is that there are gonna be plenty of kids, plenty of opportunities for you to take advantage of at my beach house this summer. It's a big summer for all of us, really. You, your mom, me, Steph. One day, we could become a family.
Duncan looks pale and troubled.
So what do you say? Let's try to get that score up, huh? Aim higher than a 3? That sound good?
Duncan turns and faces the rear window.
You up for that, buddy?
Looking miserable, Duncan puts on headphones and stares out of the rear window at an empty road stretching out behind them in the sunshine. A large old-fashioned estate car, luggage on a roof rack, rounds a bend, passing a sign for WaterWiz Water Park. They drive through a small town. They pull up at a junction. Behind them, an open-top yellow sports car. Pedestrians cross in front of them. Duncan stares miserably out of the rear window. The male driver of the sports car, bearded in dark glasses, stares at Duncan. He looks away, then turns back. The driver smiles at him. Duncan smiles briefly and nods. The estate car pulls away. The sports car goes in the opposite direction. They drive along a quiet residential street, then turn into a driveway.
This is it.
The car stops. Duncan jumps out. So does Stephanie, Trent's daughter, tall and blonde, wearing shorts. While Trent starts unpacking the car, Duncan stands still forlornly, looking up at the large clapboard house. His mother Pam stands behind him and kisses his shoulder. A neighbour comes out onto her porch next door.
Drinking alone, I was gonna kill myself.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm off the wagon again.
Uh-huh.
Accept it and move on. Oh, my God, press my laundry. Oh, Trent.
How you doing?
I'm good. Like this.
Thanks.
Love your ride. Does the A-Track still work?
What, this? This is exactly the car my dad used to drive us in.
Huh. Old and crappy.
Do you have any idea how much I spent on this car? This is Cherry. This is Cherry Car.
A car salesman with bad taste. Shocker. Hi, I'm Betty.
Hi, Pam.
Oh. Trent's probably already talked crap about me.
No.
He did, didn't he? It's okay if he has.
We were just...
What did he say? I'm loving this.
Oh, thank you.
I couldn't pull it off. My hair seems to hate me.
Oh.
That's where you're supposed to say your hair's lovely.
Oh, it is. It's lovely. Okay.
I like her.
What's not to like?
Trent.
Oh, honey, get it where you can. I'd be on my back after a line like that.
A girl stands on the porch.
Susanna, Trent's here. This is his new girlfriend, Pam.
Hi, Susanna.
Say hi.
Hi.
Yeah, but you know what? Don't come down.
Just stand there brooding. Oh, you brought me a man. How thoughtful. Hello, sailor.
Well, who is this in all his awkward stage glory?
This is my son, Duncan.
Everybody lends a hand.
Oh, my God. I was going to name my youngest Duncan, but my ex-husband thought it was too nerdy, so we went with Peter, which personally I think is worse, but it suits my son, so... Oh, don't worry. You wear the name well. Trent, where's Steph?
Ah, well, we've been here all 2 minutes, so I suppose she's getting ready for the beach.
Oh, my God. She's just like me. Screw cancer. I want to be an even golden brown everywhere. Everybody's back this year. The Gales, the Hutchinsons, the Campbells, sans Ben, because of the trial. Insider trading. The Smythes. Oh, and the Keegans.
I'm not talking to you. You can if you want to, but just know that most of us aren't.
Okay.
Okay. So do you think you will, Pam?
Do I think I will what?
Talk to the Keegans?
Oh, I don't know. I don't even know them.
Well, do it if you want to, but just know that I'm mad at them. I don't even want to get into why. They called me to see you next Tuesday to my face.
You're gonna love it here. Woo! I've only had one. Yeehaw!
Pam slowly climbs the steps to the door.
So how was your winter? Because our year was a challenge. My niece was raped in October.
Oh, my God.
I know. Not even food courts are safe. Oh, and Bob, that's my ex-husband, finally came out of the closet. Not a shock. Let's just say in bed, his favorite view was the back of my head. Now, my oldest, Charlie, is still into the drugs and psychedelic music. The drugs, I get, but come on, Gary Garcia is dead. Get over it already.
Gary?
Don't do drugs, Declan.
Duncan.
Oh, and Susanna, you saw her. She's a walking mood. She's going through an I hate my mother phase, taking her father's side as usual.
Hi, Mrs. Thompson.
Oh, Steph, don't you look so cute?
That's exactly the kind of suit that got me pregnant the first time.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Hey.
I'm kidding.
Oh, and Peter finally got his surgery to fix his lazy eye. Now it's even worse. Boop. Try to get him to wear an eye patch so people don't feel, you know, awkward. But what are you going to do?
All right, I'm out of here.
Oh, you know what? Why don't you take Duncan with you? Huh?
Screw that. I told you, I'm not babysitting him all summer.
You're going to take Duncan with you, young lady, all right?
Why do you go to the beach tonight? You'll have fun. We're just unpacking here.
Well, we might be doing some other stuff, too.
That's our cue, kids. Come on. Oh, now listen, I am still having my onion 4th of July clam bake, and it will bleed into your yard.
Okay.
Bob or no Bob, party must go on.
Okay.
Probably sliding up our gardener right now. Nice. Let's have a fun summer.
Pam and Trent kiss.
Duncan, are you coming or what?
Duncan looks at his mother and Trent cuddling, and with a resigned expression, follows Stephanie.
Fun.
Duncan trails behind Stephanie on a wooden path.
Just keep your distance. Just don't die. Don't need that shit hanging over my head.
She lies on the beach with three girlfriends.
We can absolutely party at my place. My dad only gets to see me like twice a year, so he totally just wants me to be happy.
That's exactly the type of parent I'm gonna be. I'm gonna do drugs with my kids.
Oh my God, I forgot. Willem broke up with Jessica.
No. Good. I don't get her face.
Yeah, it's like she fell on it.
Oh, my God. Susanna, you have to get on that this summer.
Yeah.
Chad!
What?
I want to go in the water.
Then go. Baby, I'm right in the middle of tossing. We talked about this.
Okay. He's being weird. Let's go. Ew, what are you staring at, perv? Where is that kid from, anyway?
Albany. He and his mom. My dad says they live in a one-bedroom apartment.
Ew, tragic.
I know, right?
Susanna, we're all swimming.
What is her deal? I don't know. She's been like that since we got here.